This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, DJ and Ryan.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to want that umbrella just because it is going to be so hot. I mean, enjoy today. We have the second heat wave of the summer arriving this weekend. So, in fact, Sunday and Monday, it's going to feel well into the 100,
yeah.
Like 105
yeah.
Sunday and Monday.
I will not be golfing. I can tell you that. It's even too hot for this guy. Yes, got to find some place to stay cool for sure. Coming up at 8:30 for Beat the Bee, maybe this will help you out. Sharrett Winery gift card worth $50. They're in Hamilton, New Jersey. It's a lovely place. We're going to do that at 8:30, like I said, and also Facebook Live soon. Now, I'm going to jump in to, it's our studio, but Jen's in that studio now. I'm in a separate studio, so I'm going to jump in there with you.
With masks on.
With masks
on.
We're
very careful.
And we're going to do our little Be Up Club on Facebook Live in just a few moments. If I am moving so slow this morning, so I don't know. It's going to take me a while to walk next door. I'm just saying.
You're 6 feet away from me.
It's going to be a while.
The doors are so close.
All right, so if you're not driving and you have your phone handy, tune in to Facebook Live. Go to our Facebook page, at B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, so you know how the Broad Street Run is going to be virtual this year? Well, if you or someone you know is a participant, what does that mean exactly?
Mm. So, our very own producer, Nate, will be joining us on air in just a few minutes, around 6:30. He's going to explain how it's going to work this year. So, he's running in it. And we're just excited to talk to him because, you know, it's been like since March.
Since
we've actually, you know, seen Nate. And we've talked to him on the phone once in a while.
He's working so hard
behind the scenes, the poor guy. and he's trying to train for this Broad Street Run as well. So find out how producer Nate is doing. We're very curious. Also, how that Broad Street Run is going to operate this year. And it's going to happen at 6:30 right here on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So, you know how the Broad Street Run is now going to happen virtually this year. Well, what does that mean exactly? One of the thousands of participants is our very own producer, Nate. We haven't seen you since like March, right?
Just on Zoom.
Yeah, it's been like a couple of months, and like I miss you guys. I really do.
We really miss you. And honestly, you have to explain to us all how this Broad Street Run is going to work virtually because we have no idea.
Sure. So you're going to be able to run the 10 miles on your own time between September 12th and September 28th on whatever course that you really want to run. So you can really pick a start and an end spot that fits you wherever you are.
Ah, now where have you chosen to run?
I'm going to be running out in Westchester because me and my brother's fiance have been doing all these runs together. Mm-hmm. We did the Hot Chocolate Run together last year, and we were all set to do the Broad Street Run together this year.
Okay.
So I'm going to head out to Westchester with my brother and his fiance, and we're going to do the run together there.
Cool.
Now, does it like become official in any way? How does the Broad Street Run organization know that you actually did complete it?
So there's a lot of apps and stuff that will digitally tell you how far you run and your time and stuff.
Okay.
So they're asking you to submit your results via that on their website. there's no actual winners this year. Like, you can't, okay, because it's all based on, you know, merit and telling the truth. And they have a hashtag, which is BCBSR20, that they're asking everybody to, you know, post pictures on.
Now, here's a question for you. Would you have to wear a mask or just be very, very far apart if you're running with somebody?
So they don't have any rules for that.
Okay.
But if you are running with somebody that you're not around a lot, I would say wear a mask. Or you can run on two sides of the street, but still have that person, you know, basically running beside you.
God bless you, Nate.
Yeah,
if you
Nate.
Run 10 miles with a mask on. Just 10 miles alone. We're very proud
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, and when you finish this,
thank
sir,
you.
Beers are on me.
If he ever sees you again.
If I ever see you again. Now go back to bed.
Oh, okay.
Go work from home and go back to bed.
Miss you, producer
we
Nate.
Miss
thanks
you.
For explaining
thanks,
that to
Nate.
All of us.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day, guys.
You too, and good luck to all of you Broad Street runners. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good news if you have been missing your gym workout. So starting on Monday, gyms and fitness centers in Philadelphia will be allowed to reopen.
All right, you have to wear a mask, so take it easy. You also have to say 6 feet away from one another. Of course, you have to social distance properly. And also classes, like if you're going to do a gym class, like a spin class or whatever they do in one of those things, a maximum of only 10 people.
Which
is
like.
Good.
Yeah.
I've seen classes with like 30 people in there sweating, and that just always freaked me out, actually. I always felt like they should be kept rather small. And also health inspectors, this is interesting. They will be making unannounced visits and see if they can find any violations, or that gym will be shut down again. Now, you see, I think, Jen, you would have made a great health inspector.
Gosh,
you would.
No,
you're the
on.
Best snooper I know.
Would you
hands down. For Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, so now that we know, the Philadelphia School District kids will be learning in a hybrid situation this fall with the 2 days in the classroom and 3 days at home. How should you, mom and dad, start preparing now, especially for the remote learning?
Yeah, so we spoke with the director of the Kumon Math and Reading Center of Center City, Philadelphia, Kim Hutchins, and she's got some like great tips on how to prep the house and an interesting idea about recording your student. Now, go ahead, Kim. What should we do?
We need to have some tools at home. For instance, the internet and an internet backup plan. So parents can learn now how to turn their phones into modems when their internet goes out. And one of the things about the internet that Comcast is offering now is a $10 a month Wi-Fi plan. So that's great. Once the child's online, the parent needs to monitor them. I would videotape it or record it. Observe your child. Look in your child's eyes to see if they are paying attention, if they're engaged, if they're focused. Once you have that recording, go over it again later that night with your child. Reference the topics that they discussed. Have your child look at their own body language to see how they can make it better. But most importantly, record the session so they can reference it. You know, if they zoned out on a lesson, et cetera.
I was the zone out king. Now, if there was video of back then of me, it would be me staring into space with drool running down my chin.
Well, you do that now.
I mean, I do. It carried with me through the rest of my life.
No, I mean, it's obviously, it's a lot different for students these days than it was for us, for sure. But it's also very different for them than even just from last year. So, yeah, hybrid learning in the Philadelphia School District this fall, starting on September 2nd. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday. So you guys ready for, the second heat wave of the summer? Because it is going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, crank up that AC. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 97 tomorrow and Sunday. But Sunday and Monday, it's going to be so oppressive. Feel like temperatures into the 100s. Oh. I'm talking like 105 degrees it's going to feel
like.
Wow. Yeah, and please do not forget about the pets. They need to stay cool as well. Last week, in fact, a friend of mine stayed in the parking lot of a store while somebody came. Somebody left a car with just the window cracked open with a dog in it. And when the guy came back, he's like, I left the window open. Yeah, but a crack when it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, come on.
What are you thinking? So, yeah, think of the pets. Leave them inside, please. But cats have it made because they don't have to get walked or taken into cars, right? But if you do walk those little doggies, make sure you keep them on the grass. You don't want those little feet to burn on the pavement. We're so thoughtful, Jen. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, lucky you, if you are going to the shore this weekend, that ocean breeze should help keep you nice and cool. Now, you know how Manco & Manco in Ocean City is closed until at least tomorrow. And don't forget, when it does reopen, no more pizza by the slice, okay? You can only get the full pie. But, I mean, there are so many other great businesses down the shore that I know you look forward to visiting every summer. Like, I never go home without a tub of that Johnson's caramel corn.
Ooh,
we love that place.
That is good stuff. That is a great place. My favorite spot, and I just love it, is Krabby Jack's in Summers Point. I could sit outside all day and eat apps and beers. I could do that all day and half.
That sums up your life.
Oh,
two
yeah.
Two words, apps and beers.
Apps and beers. Oh, yeah. Two words were to define me. That would be it. But I love Krabby Jack's. That's my favorite spot.
Okay.
How about you guys? All right. What's your go-to place to visit down the shore? We'd love to hear. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101. You know.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If your child is a student in Bucks County, it's just been announced they're actually going to get one of those plastic face shields, you know, to wear in class. And this is every student in both public and private Bucks County schools.
Yeah, how about that? Also, speaking of schools, coming up in just a few minutes, Jen and myself are going to chat with an education expert about how you can help make your kid's school year a successful one. No matter what the situation is going to look like, whether it's all online, all in class, or just a hybrid of the two. Yeah, so join us for that. That's going to happen at 8 o'clock right here on Philly's B101.1.
We're in the home stretch of the hard times. We took a hard but we're all right, life sure can try to put love to it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter, let it rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.